everybody. Cranky!
It's Monday.
I don't get cranky until at least Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
No cranks. All right, some big news from Washington on the side of truth, justice, and the American way. We need to eliminate using the Redskins from radio and television. The former commissioners of the Federal Communications Cluckers, also known as the FCC, have decided they want to ban the use of the word Redskins by broadcasters. They apparently could have done this before. So Dan Snyder, one of your faves, Richie,
yep,
is involved in this fight to use the term Redskin. What I understand is why now? Where is this coming from?
This comes and goes.
It's obscene.
It's been around. It's
pornographic.
It's not pornographic. It's
horrible.
You know, the word redskin
to
some American Indians is like,
but the white skins.
Like using the N-word or
the
something like
skins.
That. So it,
really?
Yeah, I mean, every now and then you get these protests.
But is it really? Or is that just
I don't know. I hear other American Indians saying, it's no big deal. I don't care. Leave it alone.
Right.
So, quite honestly, and I don't know. I'm sure to some people it is. Apparently it is because they protest about it every two or three years for the last decade, maybe.
Yeah.
And
they switched my high school team. We were the Indians. And they switched us to, gosh, I don't even know what we are now, but something much less offensive.
You couldn't even use the term Indians?
Nope, we were the Alamany Indians, and they've switched it to something else now.
What? Here's the word. Former FCC Chairman Reed Hunt and 11 under broadcast law experts say the R word is the most derogatory name a Native American can be called, and it is unequivocal in terms of being a racial slur. So, what do we do? We change it? How about, let's see, we change
something
it.
Not going to. The ex-FCC chairman thinks that they should.
Right. What's a mandingo?
It was a slave term, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anybody know?
I don't know. I heard the word. I'm not sure exactly.
It was a film in 1975.
There was the Ultimate Warrior in wrestling used to be the Dingo Warrior before he was the Ultimate Warrior.
Well, what was that movie? This Jingo. What was that?
That was Django Unchained.
Is that a term that means? What does that mean?
That was his name, I think.
Mandingo, a member of any of various peoples inhabiting a large area of the upper Niger River Valley in western Africa.
Uh-huh.
A group of closely related Mandate languages, including Bambara, Malinke, Malinka, widely spoken in western Africa.
So, there are other... I mean, I think they've spread this out a little bit. I'm looking at some of the other analogies. Chink in the armor, things like that. Isn't that... carrying this a little far?
I think we've gotten really sensitive. I don't know. I mean,
why? I'm not sensitive. I don't care.
Well, no. I mean, I think people, groups of people are sensitive.
Why?
What do you mean? I'm saying that I think they are.
Are you sensitive about being called a Polak?
I'm not a Polak. I'm a Czech, but nice try.
Yeah.
Then you're a Chekhov.
It does get a little ridiculous. Here in San Diego, one of the college teams are the Aztecs. Mm-hmm. And there are groups who have been protesting that and want them to change the name. There aren't any Aztecs left. There are no Aztecs.
Protest about the Vikings, too, because
right.
That's just mean.
The Vikings. Here's how they see it is we're using the word Indian or Aztec as a warrior, and that's how they're being portrayed. To me, it would be a compliment. And anything that you use as a sports team, the Rams, because they're tough, the Cowboys, the...
it's not like you have the Los Angeles Losers, you
right,
know?
Exactly.
Like, these are all really big names.
They're going to be portrayed as being tough warriors, fighters. So any name that you put out there is going to have this definition by default.
Mm.
So, you know, and hey, listen, Indians were tough fighters. Everybody knew that. If you don't want to be seen as that, I guess
I thought they
ran
7-Eleven stores.
That would be
offensive.
Now, that would be offensive.
I'll tell you what really offends me today.
Roberta at DougStefan.com.
Right, as opposed to Doug at DougStefan.com, Rich at DougStefan.com, Jennifer at DougStefan.com.
Here's the interesting angle to this, okay?
Okay, Richard.
The Redskins are the second most profitable football team in the NFL and one of the top 10 most profitable sports franchises in the world. You change the name from Washington Redskins, and all of a sudden, bang, you're starting back at ground zero, trying to build up all of those jersey sales, all of the what happens to all of the things that you sold 10 years ago that you're still making money on, that you have rights to? And Dan Snyder is not about to walk away from that cash cow.
Forget about it. They're not going to change him. And why should they? People need to loosen up, lighten up, get a life. 12 minutes after, how do you like how sensitive I am today? Pretty cool, huh?
No more so than mine.
Thank you. All right, the Diva of Digestion is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. I think that's a cool name. Brenda Watson is her name. The Diva of Digestion. So if Richie, you're in need of high fiber, Richie's in need of a couple of things. High fiber may be among them. We'll be helping him and you and others with your digestion later on in the hour. One thing that we need to, speaking of digestion, we ought to probably pursue for just a moment what Dunkin' Donuts is doing. Many of you have heard that Dunkin' Donuts, there's a story at DougStefan.com, by the way, about this. They've introduced a glazed donut egg sandwich. So how many of you would run to the nearest Dunkin' Donuts to have bacon and eggs served on a glazed donut?
Yes.
Bacon and eggs.
You know.
They actually, Kenny, I think they cut the... Don't they cut the donut in half?
They cut the donut in half.
They make it into a bun.
Right. It's the bun. That seems a little messy.
There's something about the sweet, like sweet and salty together is good. But there's something about that that just freaks me out. It's kind of like the Paula Deen cheeseburger that she did on a Krispy Kreme donut that also just doesn't sound
right. So Ken and I had an email going back and forth, something I saw on Facebook. that you will guaranteed see show up in Taco Bell in the next year.
Yeah.
And it's a, they claim it will redefine Taco Tuesday. It's a new taco.
Taco Tuesday.
And instead of using the cornmeal taco shell, they use bacon as the taco shell.
Really?
So they cook the bacon, and then they just kind of fold it and let it harden, and then that's your taco shell, and then you put the meat and the cheese and tomatoes and the salsa.
See, now that actually sounds good. Sounds better than the Krispy Kreme sandwich.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
All right, so here's the poll today at DougStefan.com. What do you think about Dunkin' Donuts' new breakfast sandwich? A, sounds terrific. B, I'll be willing to try it. C, I think I'll pass. D, sounds horrible.
It just sounds messy.
Kenny, what do you have for feedback from Facebook and Twitter on this important announcement from Dunkin' Donuts?
Mary says it sounds like a heart attack. Rick says that he's had a cheeseburger in the middle of a glazed donut, so why not bacon and eggs?
Why not?
And Michelle says, yay, bacon.
There you go. Help yourself. Twitter, at Good Day, and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Last Friday and over the weekend, we asked you at DougStefan.com how you were doing on your taxes. 38% said they already have their refund. 26% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com said you already mailed them in. Let's see here. 13% said you're almost finished. 12% said you were hoping to start this weekend. 8% said you just started. 4% said you were about halfway done. So the money has to be in on the 15th, which is, what, next Monday, a week from today, is it not? Yeah, week from today. I think a week from today is Patriots Day here in Massachusetts. Holiday, the running of the Boston Marathon, all that good stuff happens, so we have until the day after. I made a reference to a cranky old man a minute ago. I'll tell you why in just a moment. HGTV.
Why are you feeling cranky?
What's that?
Nothing, never mind.
Was that a shot at me?
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
No, you took a shot at me.
HGTV what?
You took a shot at me.
I wouldn't do that.
Yes, you would.
Not at all.
Yeah, he did.
Especially
you heard him, Roberta,
so
right? You
nice to buy me dinner the other night.
Yeah?
Why would I take a shot at you? Cranky old man.
Yeah.
Cranky old man.
Uh-huh. Okay, anyway, what was I about to say?
HGTV wants you to upload your picture.
Of the program brought to you by HGTV wants to see photos of what your home means to you. Tag photos with Love Home on Instagram and Twitter, and you may see them on HGTV.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. Call now. 1-800-463-9184.
We all know how the people in Washington are warning of economic collapse. The people who say that are Republicans. The people who say we have a great economy are Democrats. Remember David Stockman, who was President Reagan's, but everybody remembers everything about Reagan, don't they? Doesn't everybody remember? I could ask
everybody
you who the budget director was
everybody compares
for Bill
Reagan.
Clinton. Nobody remembers. But everybody remembers David Stockman, for example. He and Paul Krugman and Jared Bernstein are in an uproar over the new book. David Stockman writes The Great Deformation, Deformation. He spent a lot of time on Wall Street, made a lot of money, has done what every author wants, gets people talking about his book before the book comes out, which is kind of smart, right?
Right.
He has put forth a grim diagnosis of the U.S. economy in an essay which covers three-quarters of the front page of the New York Times Sunday Book Review, if you saw that yesterday. And it'll have a much wider audience now that they've given him New York Times and the Book Review. That gives it instant credibility, right? Like Oprah bringing the book on.
Sure.
His book, Stockman's book, is 768 pages, weighs 2 pounds. And basically the message in the sentence is, we should be afraid, very afraid. And what do the people that are currently in the administration say? He's a cranky old man. That's what they say about his that's their
review. Great defense.
Book. Cranky old man. Yeah, that's it.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Was re-released over the weekend, this time in 3D. How many people went to see it?
I did not.
Nope.
Folks at Screen Junkies have created an honest trailer about what you're actually in for, so you can see it as our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Here is the audio from the video of the day, the re-release of Jurassic Park.
This April, Steven Spielberg invites you to journey back to a time before every movie was needlessly converted to 3D. Jurassic Park, now needlessly converted to 3D. Revisit the adventure that launched your childhood obsession with dinosaurs and two really disappointing sequels.
Alan!
Re-experience the groundbreaking CGI that still holds up after 20 years and all of this technology that doesn't.
It's a healing system.
And re-witness the Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum laying back like with his shirt on.
Enter a theme park full of live dinosaurs made by impossible science. Created by John Hammond, a terrible grandfather who will leave his grandkids alone with complete strangers and a T-Rex. When this incredibly dangerous dinosaur park faces inevitable insurance problems, Hammond must finally hire a group of people who actually know something about dinosaurs. Dr. Alan Grant, a brilliant dino bone scientist who loves to traumatize children. Dr. Ellie Settler, an ancient plant scientist person. And Dr. Ian Malcolm, who actually knows nothing about dinosaurs.
Dino droppings?
Together, they will experience a journey through a state-of-the-art theme park that is fully staffed and operational.
Drop what you're doing and leave now.
Except for when it rains.
Oh, there it is.
Stranding them in a deadly zoo that spared no expense. Except for tougher fences, more than one security guard, an emergency power supply, sturdier signs, and paying the one disgruntled employee who runs the entire park. Experience.
Hello, Newman.
3D, the unforgettable film that'll constantly remind you of the film that you are currently watching.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
The electrifying excitement of watching a kid in constant peril who cannot die. Unparalleled visual effects that introduced audiences to the GIF.
You didn't say the magic word.
Starring Land Jaws,
Dirtface, Papa Smurf, Rundle Fly, the Olsen Twins, Two-Eyed Nick Fury, and the guy from Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 3D. Oh, man, what an awesome shot. Oh, look at how the banner falls. I gotta watch this movie again.
All right, so that's the honest trailer to promote Jurassic Park, which did come out. Was that, it wasn't number one this weekend, though, was it? At the box office? Nah. What was number one? The G.I. Joe movie again?
Probably. No, Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
That's an uplifter.
I gotta miss that. That's, man, sorry.
You know,
that.
I've never seen the real Jurassic Park.
No, neither have I.
Oh, my goodness. Are you
kidding
me?
Creepy, crawly things. Good God.
Oh, it's a great movie. It is a great movie.
I got to tell you a great story. Years ago, I think when Victoria was about 3 years old, we got off the Jurassic Park ride at Universal in Florida. It had just opened. And who was standing there but Steven Spielberg?
Really?
There you go.
Cool.
All
right.
So thanks for scaring my kid.
Coming
again.
Up. Jerk. There, Roger Ebert died. Lily Pulitzer has died. You know, they say it happens in threes. So number three coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
A family goes mental in a good way. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. With song
and art.
Australian mom Shirley Moochmore is losing touch with reality in the new comedy, Mental. And so she stands in her suburban backyard, imagining she's Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. Her irresponsible husband, played by Without a Trace star Anthony LaPaglia, has her committed. To care for their five daughters, he hires literally the first person he meets on the street, a woman named Shaz, who turns out to be exactly what this dysfunctional family needs. It's a strangely heartwarming story, and it's all true, says the film's writer and director, P.J. Cooper.
I plead guilty. I take full responsibility for the family depicted in Mental. In fact, I grew up with them. It's a very autobiographical film. Almost everything that you see on screen actually happened. My dad was, you know, not exactly father of the year. He was an absentee dad. And my mum was a very highly strung woman and was in and out of institutions. And my dad, at the end of his rope, picked up a hitchhiker. He trusted her because she had a dog.
She's staying in your room.
Dad, will I sleep?
You share with John.
I am Jane.
I don't care about that anymore. Tell your problems to What's Her Name.
What's Her Name is Shaz, played to quirky perfection by Toni Collette.
John, we got mountains climb. This takes guts. The point of getting to the top anyway.
Not being at the bottom.
So I came home from school one day, and there was this strange woman sitting on a couch, a hunting knife sticking out of her boot. She was sort of a mixture of Ellen DeGeneres and Steve Irwin. She showed up, moved into our house. For me, she's one of the first people who actually believed in me.
Mental is in theaters now, and you can tweet with Shaz herself, at Shaz is Mental. I'm Bill Newcott.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
After the hour now, the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Mitch McFadden, Ken Kessler. It's not, people say it's not polite, not for the women first. Well, I kind of move
he
everybody
saves the
around.
Best for last.
I do.
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Well, not necessarily.
Well, you should flip it around.
Yeah, okay, all right. It's a threeper. We know that that a lot of people feel superstitiously that the deaths of famous people come in threes. So we had Roger Ebert, had Lily Pulitzer, and now the death of Margaret Thatcher, who was 89, is that right? Do I remember
87,
her?
87.
87.
Yep.
So highlights of her life, how many people knew she was a hockey player?
No.
Didn't know she was a hockey player.
Did not.
All right. What else do we not know about her, Richie?
That she was originally a research chemist.
Really?
The only woman to serve as prime minister mm-hmm. of the UK. Her parents were actually grocers. And you remember what her nickname was?
Iron Maggie.
Iron Lady.
Lady.
Iron Lady. Iron Lady, yeah.
Ever see the movie with Meryl Streep?
She was awesome.
You know, I just wrote down.
Her incredibly.
As you opened your mouth, I just wrote Meryl Streep down on a piece of paper here, Roberta.
Well, you see that? Brilliant minds think alike.
Yes, right. She was very interesting.
Lady in one of you actually said it on the radio, and the other one of you was writing it down.
Wow.
That's still learning about this whole radio thing. You write things down, you know.
Lots of things are trending on Good Day today. The story of the morning after pill. The Redskins controversy, and in a moment you're going to meet Brenda Watson, who has dedicated her career to helping people achieve lasting health, known as the Diva of Digestion.
Mm-hmm.
We will meet Brenda in a moment here on Good Day.
If you're lost in a home,
or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive.
This is a multi-view special report brought to you by General Mills. Before award season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
It's 23 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. For 20 years, Brenda Watson has dedicated her career to helping people achieve vibrant, lasting health through improved digestive function. So we are here gathered around a microphone, around a table, and around an issue. Brenda is going to be asked, I know, by all of my colleagues, for her no-nonsense approach to bodily functions, i.e., why is it that some people have gas and some people do not? This is not a PBS program, Brenda, so you can feel free to let it all hang out. Welcome.
Thank you. That's funny.
Well, what happened?
Specifically, yeah. We want to know what you can do to get Doug to stop burping in our ears during commercials.
Yeah. Well,
help.
Actually, I know it sounds, it's something that I've been doing for 20 years. And, you know, when I first began to, first of all, lecture to the public about all of these things, I thought, well, no one really wants to hear this. But
Everybody wants to hear this. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Nobody wants to admit. Wait a minute. The difference between what you just said and what the truth is, Brenda, is people want to hear it, but they don't want it to apply to them. They want it, like Richie has bad BO, but he doesn't want people to know that.
Yeah.
Roberta has terrible gas from other places, and but nobody wants to hear about that. They want to hear about my problem. They don't want to hear about their
That's right.
problem.
Exactly. That's exactly
you got it, Foster.
Right. Okay.
Well, I think a lot of people actually don't realize that sometimes when you have the symptoms of gas and bloating or constipation or whatever it is, down the road as we get older, the baby boomers like me, we can end up with really bad health problems, and people don't relate it back to their gut or digestive system. But the whole premise of what I've written about for 20 years and six PBS shows and all gone on and on is teaching people about that and how if you kind of keep yourself healthy at that level, then you may not end up with rheumatoid arthritis or a lot of the inflammatory conditions that people end up with today start right there with the symptoms.
Well, most people don't think that there's anything wrong other than you got some gas because you had something bad to eat or whatever, but there are other realities that are afoot here. By the way, as you're following along with us, Brenda has some information that's posted at DougSteffen.com up in the right-hand corner of the homepage where you can see some of the products that she has that she's put together, she's formulated, and if you find yourself interested, you'll get 15% off of them if you use the code Doug15 at checkout. So you may want to check that out as we pursue what the average American is doing. Let's not take me. Let's take Ken. Ken Kessler, who's one of the folks who are here with Rich and with Roberta and Jennifer. Do you know how many grams of fiber you get a day? Honestly, no. Kenny doesn't know.
Hmm.
All right.
No idea.
Okay. So that's probably where the problem starts, Brenda, right? Most people don't know that they need fiber, and they don't know how much they get of the fibers that are necessary, right?
Yeah, but statistics show the average person probably gets 10 to 12 grams a day. That's a pretty strong.
From what sort of source? Where would it come from, Norm?
They would probably get it if they had any type of cereal, or if they, most people, if they're eating a lot of processed foods, may get a little bit. Fruits and vegetables, if people are eating fruits and vegetables, would be the main source of your fiber.
But how much is 10 or 15 grams? Let's say you have a bowl of cereal.
That's three grams.
That's 3 grams, right?
Yeah.
And so you would get it in other fruits, like would you get it in a banana?
Yeah, you would get it in a banana. All told, probably maybe a couple of grams in a banana. So you're probably, bananas have a lot of sugar in them.
So you don't think of a gram as being very much. A gram is very, very light. So it's not what we think when we hear all these people talking about fiber in this. And like Kellogg says, have your fiber with Kellogg's cornflakes. And yeah, you get some fiber, but you're not getting enough.
Not getting enough. You're probably getting two or three grams in a bowl of cereal. So if you can add that up, you're getting, say, nothing in any type of drink that you're drinking. So you're probably going to end up, if you could look, a salad, for example, let's take a salad for lunch. The average salad that a person eats is about 3 to 4 grams.
All right. Now, if we don't have enough fiber, then we have the problems that you enumerated a few minutes ago. So how much in terms of grams are we supposed to get every day in terms of the fiber that's required, the quality fiber?
25 to 35.
Mm-hmm. And most people don't come close to getting that. That's what you're saying.
No, and they don't. They're clueless about it. But what happens is, like I said earlier, they end up down the road and they've got a lot of problems. But people don't relate it back to what they're eating. And well, people do who actually become aware. Mm-hmm. But most people in general don't relate it back to, wow, all these years I haven't had enough fiber in my diet, and I end up with colon cancer, or I end up with diverticulosis, or things like that.
Well, but if you don't have enough, if you're not aware, number one, you need it. Number two, how much you're getting. Number three, how much is needed.
Yeah.
And if you look around, now we've been talking about fairly healthy foods here. There are many Americans who start the day with that, what's the Dunkin' Donuts? They want to give you an egg, some bacon over a glazed donut. That's the breakfast
that's
of
nothing.
Champions. And then we have lunchtime. We'll go to a McDonald's, we'll have a Big Mac cheeseburger, and then for dinner we'll stop at Kentucky Fried Chicken and get something that has nothing to do with chicken. So we finished our day and we have zero fiber.
That's right.
And then people are wondering,
zero.
Why are we getting sick? Why are people dying like this? And Brenda has the answer, basically. You're not getting enough fiber in your system.
Right. And I put together, you know, the formula called the HOPE formula, which is the first H in that formula is a high fiber, and which is what we're talking about today, and it is very important. You know, fiber isn't a nutrient. Like, it's not a vitamin or a mineral or an antioxidant, so we don't think of it as, like, it's a nutrient that we need. But if you watch anything, look at anything, read anything on health today, you have to have it because it does so much inside of our body. Actually, it's one of the biggest reasons that people lose weight. Can you imagine that a lot of these supplements that you see on television that say, oh, lose weight, take this and lose weight, it's really, most of it's just fiber.
Right. All right. By the way, Roberta, I'm going to offer you the opportunity to win a swell prize.
Oh, me?
I'm going to ask some questions about the information that Brenda is implanting upon our heads. All right, so H stands for high fiber. You have the HOPE formula. What does O-P-E stand for?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm not asking Roberta. We haven't given her the answer yet. You're the teacher. You have to teach us what it stands for. Then I'm going to go get Roberta.
Okay, omega-3.
Anyway. Yeah, okay.
O stands for omega-3. P stands for probiotic. And E stands for enzymes.
All right. So we're gonna have a little lesson for the next month or so here, Roberta. And every time that Brenda's here, we're going to learn something different about the formula. So today, high fiber and the necessity that one has for keeping it. You said when you were talking, Brenda, about what happens with people who don't have enough fiber in the system, they're liable to get all kinds of colon problems. Doesn't the stuff back up? Does high fiber create bacteria, because we hear about the good bacteria, the bad bacteria. What is high fiber's relationship to bacteria that we have in our system?
Fiber's relationship is it's sort of the fertilizer, and I'm saying this very simply. Fiber actually helps the friendly or good bacteria, the probiotics, proliferate or multiply.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So it is actually, I'm amazed that you knew that.
Well, I will tell you, over the years, I have had many people talking about probiotics on this program, and I think that it is an important thing to learn, and I do try to pass it on without sounding like a lecturer, even though my colleagues will tell you that I do have a little extra gas here and there. It isn't because I don't have enough of the right bacteria or digestive aids, it's because I eat too fast. And that basically, that's another problem with people. I eat and talk while I'm moving. I very rarely sit down for a meal. And so that can cause these sorts of things as well, right?
It certainly can, because you don't get enough enzymes around your food to digest it. And that's a problem, because you just swallow it. And you actually have enzymes in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you just swallow it down quickly like that, then you don't get the digestion process fully.
So people often ask me when I'm talking about new developments in these sorts of things, okay, you used to tell us that if we had yogurt and the particular brand of yogurt that we advertised, that would be good and help us because there are a lot of digestive enzymes, good bacteria, if you will, in yogurt. And that's true. But now we've, through science, figured out that maybe there's not quite enough of the good bacteria in yogurt. Is that right?
No, there's not. For many reasons. Bacteria, we have some bacteria that resides in our small intestine and a major bacteria that resides in the colon. It's lacto. You've heard of the word lactobacillus and bifido. And so the problem with yogurts are, one, if they have sugar in them is a big problem, but they don't have enough strains and they're not potent enough. Today we've seen from studies from the last 5-10 years that it takes multiple strains in a probiotic supplement to be able to help a lot of different individuals, because when we're born, we have a different footprint. I was born in a different area, whether I was breastfed, whether I was cesarean born, all of these factors depend. And did I have antibiotics as a child before, you know, before 6 months? At 6 months old. So all of these factors is individual in each person.
Right.
And so we have to have different multiple strains. Yogurt does not have that, nor is yogurt strong enough for what we're dealing with in America today with what affects the friendly bacteria. For example, pesticides in the food, chlorine in the water, all of these things, antibiotics in the meats that we eat.
You hear me
that
talking?
We don't even... Yeah.
Well, you don't even know they're there, but you hear us talking a lot here. I'm very food conscious, very health conscious, and do talk a lot about GMO foods. Matter of fact, it's an interesting thing today that people might check out. We posted at DougStephan.com about unpasteurized raw milk, linking people who are successfully overcoming allergies and asthma. That's not necessarily what's connected here, but it's an interesting sidelight to our focus. Let me send people again, because I want Brenda to have the opportunity to explain in detail what it is that she's talking about. And you can get a lot of information. Again, go to DougStephan.com, upper right-hand corner of the homepage, for the information on HOPE and the various things that are necessary for you to have digestive health and how important it is to your overall health and well-being. And if you decide you want to try some of these items from the Renew for Life catalog, enter code Doug15 for 15% off Brenda Watson's Renew Life products. Brenda, thank you for being here.
At As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Never been a big Peebo Bryson fan, and Richie's not a big Celine Dion fan, so that dooms this quickly.
Trouble.
Beauty and the Beast from the Disney movie of the same name. This was the top movie during this week in 1992. We're going to learn what was the top movie during this week and which ended last night. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to go over the results of the box office. Also, we have a contest, the usual material here. Well, we don't have the same movies, but we have the same M.O. going to give you three different excerpts from a movie. This is a good movie, by the way. Number one during this week in 2000. And you listen, you can figure it out. Call us at 888-302-3684 for the prize. If you are on the ball and you haven't won before in Movie Moments, here's your chance with the first clue, in fact.
Do we look like the kind of store that sells I just called to say I love you, go to the mall?
What's your problem?
Do you even know your daughter? There's no way she likes that song. Is she in a coma?
One of my top... I should put this in a list.
Your
because
favorite.
This is a clue. This might be one of my top five movies of all time.
888-302-3684. Chuck, can you figure it out?
I think I have a good guess.
All right, let's try the next one and see if we can make it more secure.
What really matters is what you like, not what you are like. Books, records, films, these things matter. Call me shallow. It's the truth.
That is
I'm stumped
accurate.
On this one.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That is a good movie, actually. 888-302-3684. So that's his actor. You should figure that. If you're a fan of Richie's, then you have got it figured out. Richie and Chuck and I have it figured out. Kenny and I know because we have the answer anyway. All right, let's get the last clip.
People worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos. Some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss.
All right.
True.
There you go. It's a pretty serious philosophical movie. 888-302-3684, but yet it's done in a very entertaining way.
Very entertaining.
And
yeah.
This is probably one of his best movies.
I just love it that they let him just stare at the camera for 2.5 hours and just be himself.
Yeah.
And that's what made this movie. And, and along with his sidekick, who you heard in the first clip, which was one of his very early movies, this was just... quality stuff.
888-302-3684. ID the movie, and you win the swell prize. Meanwhile, Chucker has the results from the weekend at the box office. Just a moment here on Good Day.
you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hat, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Chuck. What happened this weekend at the box office?
The horror remake Evil Dead scored at the box office, scaring up a pretty good $26 million in business. That's good for this genre. A film cost $17 million to produce. I didn't get a chance to see it, so I can't tell you the quality, although I know a few people that did and said it was good, but not great. Not a lot of character development in the story. G.I. Joe Retaliation, second weekend, $21 million in business, $87 million in 2 weeks of release. The film performed well overseas. I know the studio wants to do a third entry in the franchise. The animated movie The Croods, $21 million to place third, $126 million in 3 weeks of release. Jurassic Park 3D did pretty well, 18.2. I saw it on Friday night. I was glad to see it on the big screen. The audience applauded at the end. Had mixed feeling on the 3D. Some of it was fascinating, but some of it...
Isn't it more scary? The
you know what? To be honest with you, you almost felt like I was watching a totally different film. It's just...
Predicted $15 million in business, so it exceeded your expectation.
Yeah, I mean, it did well, and you could tell there was a lot of people in the crowd that had never seen it before, but, you know, children and...
Mm. Why would you bring a child to have his pants scared off by a movie like that?
It's not that. Yeah, I brought my daughter. Honestly, I brought my daughter.
Of course, your daughter.
And my wife held her a few times, but she basically is this dinosaur.
Nightmares for the rest of her life. You're a horrible father.
He eats everybody. Everybody eats everybody.
Perfect. All right, that's wonderful. Okay, so what happened, Richie?
Yeah, apparently my favorite movie of all time is a tricky one because nobody knew that got the correct answer and knew that was High Fidelity. With John Cusack and Jack Black.
Yeah,
come on,
good
people.
Movie. Chuck Curry back tomorrow for Movie Moments here on Good Day.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me. You'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.